This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So this shiur and this sugya actually has a double significance, aside from the fact that it's on Yevamos Daf Chaf Beis, but it's also on this week's parasha. So this is really our first Eon shiur in about a month that's not in the cycle of Yom Tovim. So I guess there's some more time to prepare something a little bit more substantial. So let's see what the Gemara says for a moment. The Mishnah said that someone who has a son, Mikol Makoim, paters the wife of his father from Yibam, and one is Chayiv for hitting the father or for cursing the father, and you're a son for all matters, unless you have a son through a Gentile woman. So Gemara says, what does for all matters include? What does it mean? Mishayesh lo ben mikol makom poiter. Right? The lashon of the Gemara is Mishayesh lo ben mikol makom poiter. What's mikol makom? So the Gemara says mikol makom am Rabbi Yehuda lasuye mamzer. To include a mamzer, my time of damar kro u ben ein loy ayin olav. So a child who's a mamzer paters the father from Yibam. And the Mishnah says that you're a son for all matters. Now the Gemara does not really explain what does it mean you're a son for all matters. When it comes to a brother, it does say you're a brother for all matters, that and that you inherit the son or you could become metame to the son. But it doesn't. That's regarded. Excuse me. When it comes to a brother, it says you could be inherit the brother or be metame to the brother. So the Gemara describes regarding what. You're considered a brother, but the Gemara does not explain regarding what you're considered a son. It just says someone who has a son paters the father mikol makom, which teaches even if the son's a mamzer, but it doesn't say regarding what you're considered a son. It says regarding hitting and cursing. So according to the Rashba, the Yushalmi discusses this question. If you look on the first sheet, oh, do you see? Yeah, you see the Maram Mekomos? Okay, but I don't know why I don't have an arrow. What?
We see it perfect.
Okay, fine. Do you see my icon, Garcino? Do you see the where I'm pointing? Yeah? Okay, Garcino Bishami. Benoihu l'chol davar, afilu peri v'rivi. You're considered a child for everything, even for regarding having children. Ulishnia, which means loymer she'afal pishenolad ba'avira gozru be'ishnios, meaning the dinei drabbanon applied to this child, so the child's grandson or relative would be usher to you medrabbanon. And says the kiyem be'nami mitzvahs peri avirivya. According to the Yushalmi, the nafkamina of having a child being a mamzer, the nafkamina of it being your son is that you're mekayim the mitzvah of pruravu. So, which is a big chiddush, that if somebody lives with a woman who, by living with her, you chayiv kares, if you have a child, you're mekayim the mitzvah of puravu. According to the Rashba, that is discussed in the Yushalmi. So, interestingly, the Bavli does not discuss this. The Bavli does not say that it's your son regarding puravu, but the Yushalmi says it is your son regarding puravu. Now, the Gra, in the Bira HaGra, in Sivkat and Tazayin, Hoya HaBen, Yushalmi Perik Beis Amasnisin Ubnoi L'chol Davar. The Gra says, the Gra quotes Yushalmi, Afilu L'Puravu Ravu V'kol Shekein Le I can't even see that. One second. Let me try something here. Do you see the Maram Mekomos now? Okay, this is better for me. Okay. V'kol shekein, I'm not sure what that stands for. Shehin b'chlal mi sheyesh lo ben mikol makom. Maybe l'chiv shniyos. So the Gra wants to know, why does the Bavli not discuss that you're a son for everything, even regarding puravu? So Says the Gra, the Gemara loitzarch lasuyeze miklala. The Gemara doesn't have to learn this out from the klal. The ain zarabusa, because this is not a chiddush. Meaning, the Gra holds that the Bavli agrees to the Yushami, that it's considered your son for all matters, even regarding Puravu. So why doesn't the Bavli say that? Says the Gra, it's pashut. And therefore, the Ramah paskins that Haya haben simen aleph of Evan Ezer, Haya haben mamzer achir shevakatan kayem mitzvah. The Ramah, quoting the Beis Yosef, who's quoting the Rajba that we just saw, paskins that if someone has a child who's a mamzer, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu. So the kasha that the Achroinim discuss is as follows. The first thing is, let's see the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener says, the Gemara ubenayhu l'chol davar amad kamar va'achiv l'chol davar kamar Gemara l'may hilchasa umataritz. When the Gemara says he's a brother for all matters, the Gemara asks regarding what, and the Gemara gives an answer. Aval abnoy l'chol davar lo mefarish midi, regarding he's your son for all matters, it doesn't say anything. Ulechayra kasha l'may hilchasa l'chayra, it's difficult regarding. What halacha do we say you're a son for all matters? So the Gemara says, "Vinei berajba hevi ar Yushalmi." The Rajba brings Yushalmi de kaamar uvnoi lechol davar afilu periverivya l'shniyos. The Rajba quotes Yushalmi. V'im kein lechayra ze marbe uvnoi lechol davar. The Aruch Lener says lechayra. This is included from uvnoi lechol davar lechayin hevi abeis b'shem Rajba. That what we just saw. Achin Hukshali says Achanar have the following question. I don't know what this stands for. The Aleph Ayin. Ra'isi. I guess it somehow means an afterwards I saw Shagama Mefarish B'Yushalmi Hikshakein. Please look it up after what the Aleph Ayin stands for. But I saw that the commentary on the Yushalmi also is bothered. The Evan, first of all, I mean, Evan Ezra would be a Hey Ayin, I think. Hey.
Okay. By the way, we can only see the Chidushei Rajba page. We're not down where you are.
You can't see this? Okay, 1 second, please. Let me just stop the share. Could you see now? Could you see? I don't hear you.
Yes.
Okay. So, So, Achen Hukshali, the Aleph Ayin Ro'isi, Shagam HaMefarsh Yushami Hikshakin, Shayushami Lo Kamrab Shidas Kin Raki Sham Iboy Vlo Yivshita. First of all, the Yushami does not say definitively that a child who is a mamzer in Mekayim Puravu. It's a Shaila, and the Yushami is not pushed at the Shaila. The Gambe Masha Kozava Rajba Ulishniyos Lo Kozava Yushami Kin. The Yushami doesn't discuss Shniyos either. But here's the crux, here's the main question. By the way, the Aruch Lener says the Rif and the Rambam do not bring the Yushalmi, but here's the question of the day, that Hashem Yor Einai, I think we're going to find a very simple answer to it, if we could say such a thing. Uvelav hachi koshalani yastaiti. Says the Aruch Lener, aside from everything, there's a question that I have. Eich efshir debemamzer kiyem mitzvahs puravu. How is it possible that if someone has a mamzer, they're mekayim the mitzvah puravu, hare mitzvah zu mekayim b'shas biya. The mitzvah puravu a person has at the time of relations. Shemoitzi zera, that a person emits the zera. Kamasha kasava toises b'sachim. So the first thing the Aruch Lener establishes is what's the mitzvah puravu? It's the biya. Well, says the Aruch Lener, and he quotes toises. And by the way, there are rayos from Tosfos and Shas that the mitzvah puravu is the bia. For example, Tosfos and Bava Basra on Daf Yud Gimel. Tosfos says like this: why can't an Eved Kanani, a Chatzi Eved Kanani, a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, live with a Jewish woman? and I, a Jewish woman, can't live with a slave, the mitzvah of pru uravu that the half ben chayrin has should be doicha the iser of living with a Jewish woman. So Tosfos says the iser of living with a goy, a person's over at the time of hara, that's the beginning of the bia, and the mitzvah of pru uravu you're not mekayim until gemar bia. But lemaisa you see that the mitzvah of pru uravu is at the end of the bia, not later when the child is born, but at the time of the bia. So ask the Aruch HaNer, if the mitzvah peruvu is a bia, but at the time of the bia, you're over a kares, right? We're talking about someone who produces a mamzer. So he's living with his sister, he's living with his mother. So the mitzvah is at the time of the bia, so is the avera. And you're mekayim peruvu, this is classic mitzvah haba b'avera. How can you be mekayim the mitzvah peruvu? It's a mitzvah haba b'avera. The mitzvah is at the time of the bia, and there's an avera of kares at the time of harei oz oiver al. Isser Karis to Erva Sharei Ein Mamzer Elami Chavi Krisos Vimkain have a mitzvah above Avera. Veloi mi boy lahanach she does mitzvah above Avera Dairaisa. Not only according to those she does mitzvah above Avera Dairaisa, like it's apparent from Tosis and Sukkah. And that's the opinion of most Poiskim. But even if you hold mitzvah above Avera Zrabanan, like one Teretz and Tosis, but Midrabanan, you're not Yoitz Puravu. So how could the Ramah say that you're Yoitz the mitzvah? You got the Kasha, very Pasha the Kasha. Then how could the Ramah, what?
And who's to say that the child's going to come out from the relation? Also? I mean, it's a hit or miss.
You're right. But again, the question is presuming the mitzvah of Puravu is the Bia. Now, if it doesn't accomplish, then you didn't fulfill it. So you're sort of digging into the crux of the matter. In other words, what does it mean the mitzvah is the Bia? Certainly if it's not successful in producing a child, you're not going to get the mitzvah. So the birth of the child has to play some role. But the question is, what's the ma'isa mitzvah? And the Aruch HaNer is assuming the ma'isa mitzvah is the bia. You may not fulfill it until you have the child. But we're going to assume now the mitzvah is the bia. And in that case, the Aruch HaNer asks, it's a mitzvah haba baver. Just, I'll share with you a Shagas Aryeh that also assumes that the mitzvah puravu is the bia, because the Gemara tells us in Yevamos later on that if a ger converts, and let's say his children also convert, Rabbi Yochanan holds he's mekayim the mitzvah puravu. Yeah. So the Shagas Aryeh asks in the Turei Evin, how can you mekayim at the time you had the bia, you were a goy, so you are Eino Bar Chiyuva, how could you be Mekayim the Mitzvah, right? That's the Kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. He says it's analogous to a guy who sometimes he's a Shoytan, sometimes he's sane, like many people, and he ate matzah when he was a Shoytan, and then he became sane, he has to eat the matzah again, because the Ma'isa Mitzvah was done when he was Eino Bar Chiyuva. So the Shagas Aryeh says the same thing. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say if somebody had children as a Goy and then they converted, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah? At the time of the mitzvah, which is the bia, the Shagas Aryeh says, you are in a bar chiyuva. And this is going like the Aruch HaNer, that the mitzvah peruvu is the bia, okay? That's the kasha of the Aruch HaNer. The Radvaz, by the way, the Daf HaShavua program sent me a booklet of Mara Mekoymos. This is where I got almost everything from. Maybe there's a way. Do you get it? Do they send it to you? Maybe there's a way you could order it or get it. But this is their booklet. So they quote the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Shalsa Chuvas Radvaz Takonos Agunos. They asked the Radvaz, Sha'alta mimeni oidiacha daiti mi sheyesh loy banim mamzerim kai mitzvahs puruvu oy life. Someone has children on mamzerim, they mekayim the mitzvah puruvu. And the Radvaz concludes that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Look, he says, "Shuvro isti shekasav aritvei biyavamus yushami amar benayu lechol davar afilu pruvish ulashnia loymer shavli shumamzer gozer b'shinus v'kayim the mitzvah v'kayim v'kasu zer yushami ramban v'aran umashen the pshitul of the kayim the mitzvah v'kasheli my shnia shnia is." Mi boile. Basically, he says, Avokad ma'aynas ba'shapir. If you look carefully, tishgach da'afagav de'benoy l'chol davar. It's a mitzvah abba b'aveirah. V'chein kol mitzvah shebetorah v'kol shkei mitzvah abba b'aveirah chamura. Especially it's a terrible aveirah. You lose the mitzvah. Sha'achar nafshai. You defile your soul v'nishmasai d'tani b'yishami mitzvah gezula asa varichala. You can't even make a bracha on a mitzvah gezula. And the Radvaz concludes, because of this very question of the Aruch Lener, that mashma behedra deloy kayim hanerolani yestay David ben Zimran. That bottom line is, he paskins, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of pru revu. But again, the Rama
that would be if you considered that it's done at the same time. But if it's separate times, it's like if I'm eating matzah that's stolen. You know, it depends on if it's being done at the same time. If we separate the two acts, then maybe that would not be the case. It would have to be being done at the same time.
So you want to say that it's not a mitzvah avera, but I mean, again, the way we presumed in the question, the mitzvah is the bia and the avera is the bia. So unless you want to change the timing of something and you want to say the mitzvah is not the bia, which we're going to see a possibility like that, but I'm just showing how far we're going, that not only does the Aruch Lener ask on the Ramah that you should not be Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Radvaz paskins that, in fact, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah.
You know, we separated by Yavama, we had the problem with Amon Elokani Gadol, and we said there's a difference between Hara and Saif Bia. We said Saif Bia is, even though Halakim Shem Achiv, it's Saif Bia, it's not Hara, but we separated the two things. That's what Tyson said. So here we seem to be saying the opposite.
So you're right. Toisus on Chaf Amud Beis said Gezera Biro Rishayna Atu Biyashnia. So Toisus says not Lav Davka Atu Biyashnia, because even Gemar Biro Rishayna is Aser, because Yavama is Niknes Vahara. So Rav Nosson, you're strengthening the question, I believe. You're not giving, it's not an answer. Because the question is, it's a mitzvah haba b'avira. So what do you want to say? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the hara. What's the avira?
I thought the mitzvah was the hakum shem achiv. It's not the hara, that really is the bia. And Christ is saying hara is... That always bothered me. To me, Lakum Shem Achav is not Hara, it's Bia. The same thing here, like Pru Ru is the Bia portion of it, not the Hara.
I mean, Tosfos says that the mitzvah, the Bia, the Kinyan Bia is Bahara. Right? And the Isser of living with a sister, is it the Hara or is it the Gemar Bia?
That I could understand Hara.
So then they're both the Hara.
But Lachim can't be the Hara. I don't see how the Hara, Lachim could ever be the Hara.
You're saying the mitzvah is Lachim or is the
mitzvah?
So why is the Tosfos says Chafam Abayz? The Tosfos you're quoting says the... I hear you, Kasha. I hear your point. But again...
I'm just trying to compare it to Pru Ru, because Pru Ru doesn't happen by Hara. It happens...
Absolutely.
The same concept by Lalkin, I would think.
So, one second. The Puruvu happens in the Gemar Bia. So, you want to say maybe it's not a mitzvah habab Avera because the Avera is already in the Hara. So, and the mitzvah comes later. Let's say the mitzvah comes and the gemar bia, and the isser comes vahara. Okay. The Aveira is before the mitzvah. Yeah, but it's...
Oh. It's Kfarah and Saifi is also an Aveira.
Well, it's not two different Averas, right?
You're doing the same thing again, maybe. The same Avera. Because you did Harah doesn't mean, okay, the Avera's done already. It's mostly to continue. You're not allowed to continue.
Right, so 1 second. Okay. Let's see this comment of the Marid al-Ghazi. He says, Ulam lefi chomer inyan efshel yashe b'dorchei kapima shenamoid. And the Yushalmi, that someone who has a ben, mikol makom, you're mekayim, the mitzvah puruvu. Okay? And the Rama quotes the Rajba, V'ulam the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, leave out the Yushalmi, V'yeshli ion, de'ech efshe d'sril Yushalmi, v'pshitu z'yadu ra, kiwan d'kayim lo mitzvah b'aver, v'b'liyev lo yotzi de'chay v'asai. Again, the same question. Okay? So you ready for an answer? Here's an answer. The answer is a minchas chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch famously answers the Shagas Aryeh's question that we said before. What was the Shagas Aryeh's question? What's Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that if somebody converts to Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu, but at the time of the Bia they were a guy? Yeah? And what is the Shagas, what does the Minchas Chinuch answer? Oh, it must be the Mitzvah Puravu is not the Bia. The Mitzvah is having a child. The Mitzvah Puravu is having a child, right? That's what you want to say, Michael, before. So according to that, you're right, he had the he fathered the child when he was a guy, but now he's a Jew and he has a child. So the Minchas Chinuch says, this would also answer the Mamzer question. You're right, it's a mitzvah haba b'avera, but that's only a question if the mitzvah is the bia, but the mitzvah is not the bia, the mitzvah is having the child. And at the time I have the child, I'm not doing any avera. So right, as soon as you split the Avera from the mitzvah, you're good. Now it could be, Rav Nosson, that if the Avera is the Hara and the mitzvah is the Gemar Bia, that might not be enough of a split. It might be too close for comfort. In other words, it's in the same Maisa, that might not be enough of a split. Even in Ase Doi Chaloi Sase, where it has to be Be'idna, Toisvis is not definitive whether that's enough of a time gap. So it could be for mitzvah ba'abav avera, it's not enough. But look what he says. V'gamim hoiled mamzer kayim ha-mitzvah. V'nivrei midivrei ha-gois rama, b'shem ha-rajba, d'sosam ha-davar, d'lav davkim hoiloi mamzer beheter. Oh, there's another possibility. Maybe it's only if you have a mamzer beheter, you're mekayim puruvu. Now how could you have a mamzer beheter? A ger marries a mamzeres, the child's a mamzer. It's not a mitzvah habab avera. That would be the simple answer, right? It's talking about where you had a mamzer beheter. A ger could marry a mamzeres, like it's mevor in the Gemara. And they had a mamzer. Elafilu noilad be'isr kugon shaba al mamzeres, or on chai ve'krisus kayim ha-mitzvah, why? Like it says in Yavam, it's Dav Chafez, and it's brought in the Beis Yosef, namely Yushalmi. Ah. Why? Ah, I asked the Minchas Chinuch v'zezman kaber hekshesi, but I had for the longest time the question, Delama yatsa de choyva, v'alai ava mitzah b'avero, that's how Rishon mitzah b'avero, and a Torah and a yoytze, and according to Toysus and Sukkah, at least midrabanon, you're not yoytze, v'advar matikin, this is a well-known sugya, and the answer is, mitzah b'avero is only if at the time of the mitzvah you do an avera. Esreg ha-gozol, at the time you're taking it, you're over on Meheshavas Hagzela. So it's a mitzvah b'avera. Avon b'shas ha-mitzvah lek avera klal. For example, let's say you take out matzah from Shusayel to Shusarabim. At the time of the kima, the mitzvah, there's no avera at all. It's not a mitzvah b'avera. So here too also. Nehi deha mitzvah shel habonim ba'al yedei avera debias iser. True, the mitzvah of the children comes through an avera bia. Mikol makom ha-mitzvah saseh is not the bia, hainu abonim. The bia is rak hechsher mitzvah, di'ef shebeloizeh. The bia is a hechsher mitzvah. Having the children is a mitzvah. You know what the raya is that the bia is a hechsher mitzvah? And having the child is a mitzvah? Because if the bia, what's the halacha of chas v'shalom, somebody's children die? You're not mekayim the mitzvah, chasash, right? Lo yaleinu. Why? If the bia is the mitzvah, you should get the mitzvah. Or let's say someone had bia and his wife did not have a child. You don't get the mitzvah. Doesn't that indicate that the mitzvah is having the child and not the bia? V'kivan de'ikur kiyam ha-mitzvah heim ha-banim uve'eis ha-zois leka avera klal da'avera kvar nasis b'shas ha-bila. Da'avera is the time of the bia. Okay, so you had the bia already, but at the end of the day, a year later, now you have a child. Do some mamzer. It's not a mitzvah ba'avera. Ba'advar maruchim. Very nice. That's the Minchas Chinuch's answer. That from this question, we see the mitzvah peruvu is not the bia, but it's rather the having a child. By the way, another proof he brings is, if someone has children when they are a goy and they convert, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Why? You did the mitzvah at a time you were a Gentile. Must be the mitzvah is not the bia, the mitzvah is having the child. Let me just see. But the pre-Yitzchak, Shalos HaTshuvos pre-Yitzchak are the Shalos HaTshuvos of Rav Itzel Petterberg. He also gives the same answer as the Minchas Chinuch. He says, "D'mishum hachi leka b'zem mitzvah haba ba'avera, mishum puruvu, loy dami l'shar mitzvahs." Puruvu is different than other mitzvahs. God, puruvu ikar abiyo urak hechshir mitzvah l'mitzvahs puruvu. The bia is only preparatory. The ikar mitzvah is to have children. Therefore, even though the guf habia was ba'avera, you can't say mitzvah ba'avera. Says Rabbi Tzla Petterberg, you have to say the mitzvah is not the bia, because if the mitzvah was the bia, listen to this. Let's say you have 50 children, and then you come home one day and you tell your wife, you know, I just learned the halacha, mitzvos trichos kavana. We have to have more children. How's that going to go over? Yeah? He says, v'chiluk zeh muchruch be'emas, because we hold mitzvos trichos kavana. Im keim hacha na'ima de'v'loi kavana lekiyam ha-mitzvah, v'udavar bato, you can't say that. Oh, and he says, this answers the Turi Evin's kasha. The Turei Evin asks, how could it be that someone who has a kid when they're goy and then they convert you to Mekayim the Mitzvah, but you were Mekayim the Mitzvah at the time you're not a Bar Chiyuva? And the answer is, the same way the Minchas Chinuch says, the Mitzvah is to be the father of a child, but the Mitzvah is not the Bia. You know who else says this? Rabbi Chanan says mitzvah haba ba'avera is only mevatel the kiyam mitzvah, but is not mevatel hechsher. And the proof is pruvu v'yeshamar gamkin the kivan the kiyam mitzvah eina al yedei abia ella beledas habanim v'abia eina al hechsher mitzvah v'avera hi b'abia atzma. The avera is in the bia, and the mitzvah is having the child. So why am I telling this to you? This was all in the booklet. I humbly present to you that the approach of the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Tzla Petterberg and Rabbi Chanan, in the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, is Einoi Mistaber. Rav Moshe says it is highly unmistaber that the Torah would give somebody a mitzvah to be the father of a child. How could the Torah tell somebody to do something that is totally not within your ability to do? You can't even be the father of a child. How am I supposed to do that? That means you're telling me I have to be the father of a child, that I have to be capable of producing a child, and I have to marry a wife who's capable of producing a child, and it has to work out. But it's not within my ability. Why would how could the Rebbe Shem command somebody to do something that's not within their capability? Rav Moshe says, Avada and Avada, the Turei Evin is right. The mitzvah is the bia. The mitzvah d'oraisa puruvu is to attempt to have a child. And Tosfos in Bava Basra, as we mentioned, says explicitly, the mitzvah is the bia. Where does Tosfos say that? Tosfos says, the issur of living with a goy is in the hara, and the mitzvah puruvu, you're not mekayim until gemar bia. So very nice, Minchas Chinuch, and very nice, Rabbi Tzla Petterberg, and very nice, Rabbi Chana, but you're against Toisvis. Toisvis says the mitzvah Puravu is in the Gemara Bia, and I would add, it's against another Toisvis that that somebody quoted, that the Aruch Lener quoted over here. Hare a mitzvah zu mekayim b'shaz bia shemoytzi zera, like Toisvis says in Psachim, Peches. So Toisvis in Baba Basra, Toisvis in Psachim, says the mitzvah is the bia. So you want to invent Menchas Chinuch and Rabbi Tzula and Rabbi Chana and that the mitzvah is being the father, it's against the Rishonim. But now we're up the creek without a paddle, because we have two kashas on our hands. Question number one is, what's pshat in the Yushalmi that if you have a child who's a mamzer, you're mekayim the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera. Question number two is, what's pshat in the Gemara Yevamos that if someone had a kid as a goy and then he converts, he's mekayim the mitzvah, he did the mitzvah as a goy. So at least I have some contribution today. Rav Moshe only discusses the latter. Rav Moshe wants to know, why if somebody is a goy and has a child, do they not have to have more kids? You ready for this? And I'm going to use Rav Moshe to answer the Aruch Lener's kasha, and Rav Tzla Petterberg's kasha, and the Menchas Chinuch's kasha, but I don't think I'm adding anything, I think it's self-evident. Rav Moshe says the mitzvah is the bia, but how many attempts do you need to make? Having the child is not the mitzvah. Having the child exempts you from attempting to perform the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the bia. But once you have a child, you no longer have to make that attempt. So, the Shagas Aryeh's question of somebody had a child when they're a goy and then they converted. Question is, why are they mekayim the mitzvah, but they fulfilled the mitzvah when they were a Gentile? And the answer is, you're right, they fulfilled the mitzvah when they were Gentile. But right now they're Jewish. And do they have children or do they not have children? They do. So if they do, they're pater from the mitzvah. They've fulfilled, in other words, the act of the mitzvah was performed when they're in a bar chiyuva. But one is exempt from the mitzvah puravu if they have a child. And therefore, since this convert has children, even though they came about through an act that was done at a time that they were in a bar chiyuva, they're exempt from the mitzvah. That's where Moshe's very into what?
Does it have to be an act of bia that causes it? For example, artificial insemination, according to Moshe. Are you a yaitza approved room?
Are you yaitze or do you... So first answer the following. Before I answer that, what would you say about this? Somebody had children when they were goyim and they converted. Do they get reward for having children, or it's just they're not mechuyev to have children?
I would lean to the second.
I would agree, if that's the case. So if somebody had children with artificial insemination, they no longer have to have children. Were they mekayim the mitzvah of puravu? I don't know. But Reb Moshe learns having children is a patur, it's not a fulfillment. Reb Chas Chinuch says the fulfillment is having children. Reb Itzel learns the fulfillment is having children. Reb Chanan says the fulfillment is having children. Reb Moshe says it's not mistabra, the Torah places a mitzvah on you to do something you can't do. The mitzvah is the bia. Reb Moshe brings a raya. By the way, if you want the Maramakim of Rav Moshe, it's on the Pru Revu Shir on Parshas Noach. Rav Moshe brings a proof because the Mishnah says in Yevamos, Daf Samach Aleph, take a look at that for a moment. The Mishnah says, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Lo Yevatel Adami Pervirvia Elohim Kein Yesh Lo Ibanim. You don't have to stop having children. You don't have to stop engaging in being fruitful and multiplying unless you have children. That doesn't say that having children is a fulfillment. It's just when you have them, you could stop doing puravu. Now, what's amazing is, I think this answers the kasha of Rabbi Tzula and the Minchas Chinuch and the Ma'arid Al-Ghazi and the Aruch Lanera. Their kasha is, it's a mitzvah haba ba'avira. You know what I think Rav Moshe would answer to that? You're right. But when you come home 9 months later, you have a kid? Yes. You're now pater from the mitzvah. You're right, it's a mitzvah haba ba'avira. But I don't have to have kids anymore. Because having children is an exemption of the mitzvah. It's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But it the same way, if I brought kids into the world as a goy, but at the end of the day I have them, Rav Moshe says, I don't have to have more children because I'm exempt. I have children. So the same thing over here. You're right, I brought kids into the world through a mitzvah haba ba'avira. But l'maisa, I'm exempt from the mitzvah, right? I think it's a very good answer. I think Rav Moshe's approach would answer this question of the Achrayim. Again, so it comes out there are three ways of understanding the mitzvah Puruvu. You have the Shagas Aryeh, that the mitzvah is the Bia. You have the Minchas Chinuch, Rav Yitzchak and Rav Chanan, the mitzvah is having children. And Rav Moshe says the mitzvah is the Bia, having children is the exemption. And if you have children, even if they came about because you were a guy, and I'm not even adding anything, I'm just applying. If you had children, even though they came about through a mitzvah haba ba'avira, at the end of the day, when you come home and there's a kid in the crib, by hook or by crook, or like Rav Nosson, maybe artificial insemination, I would agree, you're pater from the mitzvah. Unless, by the way, the kid in the crib has to have come through you. That's the thing. So
there was an interesting case, Rabbi, a few months ago of a person, a couple that he died. They didn't have any children. He had some sperm in the bank, and she inseminated herself.
Uh-huh.
Would he have the mitzvah fear of or not? He already had passed away.
Well,
interesting.
No, he doesn't get the mitzvah. He's not alive. I mean, lamisim chavshim. What?
The question is the Yibam.
Oh, that's very interesting.
On top also.
That's a very interesting question. That's a very interesting question.
And I would say, according to Rav Moshe, you'd say Lahakim Shame is the same concept, having a child. That's considered having a child, then he has a child.
Yeah. Yeah, fascinating material. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Shkoyach. Okay. Kol Tov, have a good day, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Kol Tov. Have a good day. I think, by the way, this...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.